Hey there, puppy parents. Welcome to our very first episode of Picture the Amazing Podcast. We make raising a happy, well-behaved puppy fun and stress-free. I'm Shauna, your friendly pet trainer, and today's topic is one I know you'll love, or maybe dread just a little, potty training. Yep, we're diving into those basics to get your little furball on the right track to mastering their potty habit. So let's be honest. Potty training can seem like one of the most daunting parts of bringing a puppy home. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be. With a solid routine, consistency, and a lot of patience, you'll have a puppy doing their business in all the right places in no time. All right, let's start with the basics. Here's what you need to know. First things first, puppies thrive on routine. You'll want to establish a regular potty schedule right from the get-go. Take your pup outside first thing in the morning, after meals, after naps, and before bedtime. Basically, anytime there's been an activity shift, outside we go. For really young puppies, I suggest going outside every 30 to 60 minutes. I know it sounds like a lot, but trust me, their little bladders just can't hold it in yet. As they grow older, you'll extend that time gradually. Our next tip is to pick a potty spot. Now, when you're taking them outside, choose one designated potty spot. Go there every single time. The scent will help them associate that area with potty time. Give them about 5 to 10 minutes to do their business. And if they don't, try again in a bit. It's okay if they get distracted. Hey, the world is exciting. But stay consistent with this spot and routine. Our next tip, positive reinforcement is key. The moment your puppy goes potty outside, it's time for a potty party. Praise them like they've just won the puppy lottery. Use a happy voice and give them a treat right after they finish. This helps them link, oh, going potty outside equals good thing. It's a key step that gets overlooked sometimes. Here's a little secret. Don't wait too long to give them a treat. Timing is everything. Treats given immediately reinforce the behavior, so they understand exactly why they're getting rewarded. Our next tip is on managing accidents. Now, let's talk about the inevitable, accidents inside the house. Listen, they're going to happen, and that's okay. No need to get frustrated. If you catch your pup in the act, calmly say uh-oh or no, and take them outside right away to finish. When they do, give them praise. But, and this is important, if you find the accident after it's happened, don't scold your puppy. They won't understand why they're being punished, and it can cause confusion or even fear around potty time or around you, which will make potty training that much more difficult. Clean up the accident using an enzyme-based cleaner to remove any lingering smells. Puppies love to return to the scene of the crime, so removing the scent helps prevent them from doing their business in the same spot again. Our next tip is about overnight potty breaks. For those first few weeks, your puppy will probably need a potty break during the night. You can set an alarm for once or twice during the night to take them out. As they grow older and gain better bladder control, those middle-of-the-night potty trips will become less frequent. Potty training isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Be patient, stay consistent, and remember that every puppy learns at their own pace. Celebrate the small wins, and before you know it, your puppy will be potty trained like a pro. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found these potty training tips helpful. If you have any questions or need extra help, don't hesitate to reach out. You can find more tips and tricks on my website at picturetheamazing.com. Until next time, keep calm, keep positive, and happy training.